Tin can.
Okay, and a dime is worth how many? How much?
10 cents.
Okay. What is it? What do you call what a man wears to church on Sunday?
Sunday suit.
Okay. Right. Okay. And then a suit consists of
matching coat and pants.
And then, like a long
maybe
time.
Maybe a vest.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Sometimes they get three pieces. Now, if you were talking about like pants that you would wear, like just say to work outside, work in the yard, what would you call them?
Oh, today I'd probably call them jeans, but in times past I would call them work pants.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As distinguished from dress pants.
Yeah, as distinguished from dress pants, which would be one that you wear with a suit.
Or denims.
Now, if you had lost some weight or something, you might say, "When these pants won't fit this year, but last year they
fit."
Now, if you had just bought a suit, it wouldn't be an old one, but it would be a
new one.
And if you stuffed a lot of things in your pockets, it would make your pockets
bulge.
If there was a
bulge. Normally, I would have said bulge.
You would
say? But now it's a bulge.
Oh. Now, if you had a shirt, you might say, "The shirt isn't samferized. I hope it won't
shrink."
And yesterday I washed one and it
shrank.
And lately everyone I have washed has
shrunk.
If you were talking about a woman who spends a lot of time in front of a mirror, fixing her face, putting on makeup and that.
Primp.
Yeah. And how about somebody, I guess this could be a man or a woman, probably mostly you apply to women, I guess, somebody who likes to wear really fancy clothes, who before they leave the house, they've always got to have all this stuff on. You say they really like to
dress up.
And what would you call a little, kind of a small leather container with a clasp on it for to keep coins in?
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Like
a purse?
Yeah, right. Okay.
I'd call it a coin purse.
You call it a coin purse.
Uh-huh.
A type of jewelry a woman might wear around her wrist.
Bracelet.
And then if you had around your neck, if you had some things strung together, you'd call it?
Necklace. Or beads.
Mm-hmm.
Or pearls, if they happen to be.
The things that men used to wear to hold up their pants.
Suspenders, but I would know what galluses were.
Oh, but you would know galluses, yeah. What do you call what you hold over your head when it rains?
An umbrella. But I would know what a parasol was. I mean, it's just a word I wouldn't use. It'd be a reading word, but not a speaking word.
But not a speaking word, right. When somebody's making up a bed, the last thing they put on the bed would be?
Cover or spread. Probably cover.
Okay. And the spread would be then the, like that, in that gold thing, like in that room in there, you call that a spread?
Yeah, I bet it's spread.
Do you ever remember any older names? Ever hear anything?
Well, used to have quilts, patterned quilts and things, and they were used just to cover you and also as finished top.
Oh, as the top thing,
yeah,
too.
But
yeah,
primarily a bedspread.
Mm-hmm. At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you ever remember seeing one that was a long, like a pillow that was all one piece and it was long?
No, I've never actually seen any, no.
Okay, and have you ever heard the word bolster?
No.
Well, if you were talking about something like that, you'd say it didn't go part way across the bed, it went
all the way.
And you mentioned quilts. Did you ever see anything that was sort of like a quilt? But it wasn't patchwork.
Blanket.